92.1 WGHN, Grand Haven's favorite. We say hello to Rep. Hillary Skolton. Good morning. How are you this morning?
Good morning. Doing okay. We are continuing the fight in Washington this week, fighting to make sure that we can get the government reopened and back on track.
Well, I saw House Speaker Mike Johnson speak Tuesday late morning, and he's now calling it their shutdown. In other words, it's the Democrats' shutdown. Where are we at on any of this right now?
You know, it's really sad. You know, first of all, let me just say, you know, this finger pointing gets us nowhere. You know, it is time to come back to the negotiating table and talk about how we are going to reopen this government. You know, I think it is just very foolish of Republicans to try and blame Democrats for this. You know, they do control all three branches of government, and the president of the United States is a Republican. And again, that is not just a simple finger pointing, but in past shutdowns, the party in charge bears the responsibility of at least bringing folks back to the negotiating table, right? That's the burden and the benefit that comes with winning and with leading. You know, congratulations, Mr. Trump, you won. Now it's time to lead the country. We've seen, you know, that he is capable of brokering great deals. He just did it in the Middle East, you know, and he is hopefully capable of doing that here back home in the United States of America, because we need it. At the heart of this fight is healthcare, it's affordability, and it's making sure that we are using the funds, our precious taxpayer dollars, in the way that the people designate through their representatives in Congress. You know, this budget that we pass every single year, it should come as no surprise. It's September 30th every single year. We knew it was coming. You know, I spoke up when Republicans sent us home over the August recess. I said, we shouldn't go home. We haven't passed our budget deal. We're going to come back in September. We won't have enough time to get it done. These are always a sticking point, but still, they sent us home. Mary Ellen, we have not been in session for a vote since September 19. Think about that. It's almost a month that they have not called people to vote. Republican members of Congress bear the burden of setting the agenda. You know, we were supposed to be voting this week. They canceled it. And, you know, they're just giving themselves an extended vacation at the taxpayer expense, I might say. You know, these members of Congress still getting paid, right, while federal workers don't get paid. Mm-hmm. And they're not showing up to do their job. We are fighting to make sure that we can get the budget that the American people said they wanted, and to make sure that we can extend the tax cuts, the tax credits for the Affordable Care Act. You know, these expire at the end of the year. They are a lifeline to health care affordability for so many Americans. I have close to 30,000 people in my district who are going to see their health insurance premiums double, some potentially even triple, under these new rates. And for some people, that will mean they cannot afford health insurance.
Yeah. And
Affordable Care. Yeah, no, go ahead.
No, I don't know if anyone that's gotten a letter yet. I'm on the ACA, and I've spoken to you about that off the record. But yes. Have any of your constituents received any letters yet about the Affordable Care Act?
We have not heard from constituents
okay.
who have yet. Typically, those would come in early November. Mm-hmm. We do know across the country, I have other colleagues who said they have constituents. We've seen Marjorie Taylor Greene, you know, a Republican, someone who has been vocally opposed to the Affordable Care Act. She has now switched sides. She mm-hmm. has said we have to do this because she is hearing from her constituents about the cost and the concerns.
Yeah.
You know, I founded the Lowering Cost Caucus in Congress. Mm-hmm. It is a caucus that is laser focused on making sure we can make life more affordable for everyday Americans. At the center of our fight right now is trying to get these tax credits extended in the immediate term. I don't believe long term that tax subsidies on the Affordable Care Act is the best way to do health care. I think we can do better. I want us to come back to the table, figure out a long term solution for affordable, high quality health care in this country. But we are unfortunately up against a very real deadline. These expire at the end of the year. The premiums are being set right now. Mm-hmm. These letters are going to start going out. Open enrollment starts next month. You know, we cannot kick the can down the road. People are making decisions about their insurance as we speak. And we know far too many Americans will choose to go without health insurance if they can't afford it. So again, affordability is at the heart of this fight.
I do know that the U.S. Coast Guard confirmed that its military service members will receive their mid-month paycheck for October 15th. You reintroduced the Parity Act this year, didn't you?
Yes, I did. This is a huge cause of concern. The U.S. Coast Guard is paid through the Department of Homeland Security, not the Department of Defense, like other branches of the military. Mm-hmm. And in the past shutdown, when the other branches of the military have gotten paid, the Coast Guard has been overlooked. So I have been hugely vocal. I have reached out to the White House and said, listen, if you're going to try to do something, you know, for the other members, it is imperative that you also pay the Coast Guard. Don't leave them out in the cold. We certainly applaud the fact that the administration is doing this. However, mm-hmm. they're doing it from the wrong pocket of funds. It's for research and development. So they're sort of, you know, stealing from Peter to pay Paul when what we need is coming back to the table and passing a budget to fund it the right way, the way the people said they want it done. And, you know, we need this Pay Our Coast Guard Parity Act signed into law. It's bipartisan. It's common sense. We have had dozens of members of Congress sign on, especially as we, you know, are facing another potential situation like we did in 2018.
Yeah. It's minute by minute in Washington, D.C. right now. I really appreciate you taking the time to speak with us. And if we need to talk next week, let's set something up if we can. Okay.
I'm always available, Mary Ellen. I'm happy to answer to my constituents and, you know, want you to know that we are out here fighting for you, fighting for the affordability that we know you need, fighting for the health care you deserve, and fighting to get this government reopened. But we have to get Republicans to come to the table. They're not even showing up in Washington right now. And you got to show up to do the job.
That is Rep. Hillary Scolton. That interview was recorded on Wednesday morning. You're listening to 92.1 WGHN, Grand Haven's favorite. Republican lawmakers warning that an extended government shutdown could disrupt Thanksgiving travel season as well.